up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Why do you keep doing the Lebanese? La, 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 la. You're not even Lebanese.
It's my favourite thing. Yeah, but you are, and it's me representing your hoodie. Because it's my favourite thing, and also I'm so good at it. It's really hard to get your tongue around the quick movement.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. It's been,
my friend told me I was good. Shout-outs to Violet.
It's been a huge week here at Ash London Live. From London to Rotterdam to Amsterdam, yeah. Back to Australia. We've been all around the world. And we're back, and it's Friday, and we're not slowing down, though. We're not like, you know what, we've done a big week, we're just going to have a lazy Friday. No,
nope.
That's not how we roll. Tonight on the show, Guy Sebastian and Hilltop Hoods, the double, plus what's our Ash London Live 5 tonight, fellas?
Reality TV stars.
Yeah, but they've become singers.
Yeah, not like Lauren Conrad and Kim Kardashian.
We're talking like,
although we could play Kim Kardashian's song.
Are we talking about Paris Hilton here?
No.
Stars are blind?
None of that is ever going to happen on this show, guys. I'm sorry. Maybe if I die one day and you, at the last minute, have to take over, maybe Lauren Conrad and Paris Hilton will make it in. We've got a
That's my dream show.
We've got a huge show, and we're going to kick it off with... can I call it the unofficial theme song?
It's the official theme song. This is such a good song.
Everyone has been a bit frisky today here at the show. I am ashamed to admit that on the air.
I thought it was just because it would...
We're going to have these guys on air next week. Naked Sexual.
Ash London Live.
We are very happy to have the one and only Guy Sebastian in studio for the first time on Ash London Live. Brand new show. Did you bring us a present or anything?
I brought you this.
You want me a brand new Canon 5D. That seems expensive.
Here you go. Yeah.
Thanks, man. That'll be good for my Instagram photos and selfies.
It will.
Loves it.
I just got it and I brought it out today thinking I'm going to just start taking photos again. I've been so like stuck in the studio.
Yeah.
And I want to get out and I forgot my memory card.
Oh my goodness. How often do I do that, Draco, with my little camera?
All the time. Yeah. We're in London. Oh, shut down the memory card. We can't take any photos.
We'll just use the iPhone.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thanks very much.
You look
much.
Good. You don't look like you're jet lagged.
It's interesting that, you know, I was listening to your song, obviously, over the past couple of days, knowing this interview was going to happen. And the song really is about, in the face of whatever it is, whether it's just that you've been away from home for a while or crazy shit's going on in the world or you experience something heartbreaking, and all you want to do is just be with the people you love. And all you want to do is just hold your family close.
That's all that matters, really, at the end of the day. And you know, I guess for me, you know, the song kind of was birthed out of a pretty awful thing that happened. Bali, I was overseas. And then something rocks your world. You sort of are reminded because your go-to are the people that you love the most. And you know that they love you regardless of what happens. And I think people who are loving are going to love.
Yeah.
People who are going to hate. And be prejudiced and you know, homophobic, xenophobic, whatever. Like, you can't change their minds. So we just need to love, and the haters can hate all they want.
Do you know when you make a track? Like, this track's gone number one on iTunes. Congratulations, by the
way.
Thank you. When you finish a song, do you have any indication? I mean, you've been doing this for so long, 13 years, you said. By now, you've got a good track record of knowing, okay, like, well, these are the songs that were hits, these weren't, and which ones you actually could go, yeah, I reckon this, I think I got a winner on my hands.
No, that's the short answer. If someone told me Battle Scars, which in essence is a hip hop, you know, collab, if someone was going to tell me that was going to be my biggest song, and at the time the biggest song in Australian history with a rapper on it, like I wouldn't have believed them, you know. And then my last single that I released, Candle, was a song, I actually also wrote that one for Jules, and I was digging that song. I'm like, oh, this chorus hits so hard.
it's
super
hit.
Fat. Like, and I'm like, guys, this is the song. I'm doing no promo for it. I just want to release it. I think it's dope, and I don't want to like go around going, oh, you know, this is my new single is out, blah blah blah. I just want to release it and see how it goes. Massive flop.
Interesting.
No one played it. It just, I still love it.
That's a
feel it's one of my favourites on the album.
Yeah.
But I think back in the day I might have cared a bit more. I don't really care about it not getting played, or I care about being proud of it as absolutely. I release it.
Ash London Live.
Obviously, you're a smart, grounded dude, and you've been able to come out the other side and do it well and have respect and still make good music. We are living in a world now where so much of the music we're listening to does come from reality TV shows, and it comes from young kids on YouTube who, same thing happening to them, are kind of thrust into the spotlight.
Yeah.
Do you have kind of more grace for them now, or just part of it? And I mean, you work on X Factor. Surely part of you can look at some of these kids and go, man, it's going to be a bloody tough road if you want to make
absolutely.
This work.
Yeah, look, I don't look at, even though I'm on the X Factor, I don't look at it as a better or worse avenue to get your music heard. There are heaps of places. There's YouTube, there's Battle of the Bands, and then there's, of course, just like uploading your own music to Spotify.
Or SoundCloud,
And if it's dope, like SoundCloud, so many people are getting discovered. But I think that's exciting. But also I think sometimes it is dangerous because what I see on these shows is every now and then you get some amazing people like who are artists, you know, they just got artists written all over them, and you guys interview them, you know, every day, and then you interview some people who are a bit of a flash in the pan. Yeah. But on the show, I see young people especially who get on there and they're like, oh, sick, like my social numbers have gone up and everyone's telling me how good I am. Yeah. And then they don't even give a crap about like getting on an instrument or learning, like just continuing their development of their gift. Like that's what matters. Like who cares about what people are saying about you on social or how many followers or likes or whatever you've had on something? If the stuff you're releasing sucks balls, who really cares?
Who cares? Like, absolutely.
And so I try and tell that to people who are on the show. I'm like, you know what? Just because you're on the show, even if you win, no one cares. It's what happens after. It's like the music you make and you know, the commitment to your fans and the commitment to your career and your art is the thing that matters. And I think that's why we see so many people fail. You
totally.
Because they're not all going to win. That's
and
why.
Even people like Matt Colby, who is so insanely talented. And now look, what, 7-8 years later, the kind of music that he's making.
Yeah, he was always going to be
he's
huge,
a freak,
though.
Let's be honest.
He's just a freak. I think whether he was on Idol or not, who really cares?
Yeah.
I think he was always going to produce something. And look at the dude.
He's a freak. Yeah.
Like, beyond being super talented, like, I'm comfortably married. He is a beautiful looking man. You look at him.
Those eyes, you just get lost in them. Hey.
I get lost in them.
Yeah.
I look at him, and I know Matt. He's just a beautiful looking dude. Who has all that?
It's cruel.
It's like
he's
when
probably got a 1-inch penis or 3 nipples or like, let's just tell ourselves something like that. Yeah. Or a horn growing out of his bum. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Major hemorrhoid problem. I don't know.
Ash London Live.
Well, on Ash London Live, we're doing something a little different. I mean, usually there are 3 of you, but now there's just one.
Right. I got rid of the other two. Finally.
Really? What did you do? They just ditched them in a canal somewhere.
They're just being lazy. Boozing on in the next room, actually.
Well, you were boozing on last night, Dan, and now you're a bit hung dog.
I got intercontinental. That's the thing.
Oh, fancy hotel on the record label's credit card.
Of course, I can't afford that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. It's good to have you back. It's good to be sitting across from
you
once again. Hilltop Hoods, you're up for an ARIA soon. And I believe the last ARIA you won, I presented to you.
You did.
And I think we'd spoken a couple of days before that. And I said to you that whoever wins it, I'll just give it to you.
We didn't actually win it.
You didn't win it. There was some other dickhead. And as you guys walked onto the stage, I remember you were looking at me like,
Is this real?
You better not be joking.
Speaking of the Intercontinental, that night I got stuck in an elevator for 2 hours.
What?
Nice ARIA award-winning night.
That's when the after party
I'm going to go celebrate in an elevator with 10 other people jammed into me.
10 other people?
It was a nightmarish, claustrophobic
experience.
You're
not exaggerating.
No, like there was 10 people in this elevator.
How far up in the elevator?
I don't know.
That's, you know how you have recurring nightmares in life?
Yeah, I get a bit anxious now when I get in elevators.
Yeah, all mine are about elevators. They're not safe. It's weird. Was it hot and sweaty in there?
So sweaty. And everyone, like, there was no oxygen in there after about 10 minutes. I was in there for an hour and a half or 2 hours or something. And everyone's sitting on the floor just sweating.
Oh, were there any other famous people in the elevator?
Pretty much all were, because it was the after parties for the ARIAs. And one dude was just, can I talk about this?
Yeah.
Was like we're all a bit boozy because yeah. Aria's, and he was hands down his pants, grabbing his junk on the floor, moaning because he needed to go to the toilet for an hour and a half.
Oh,
and just like the 10 people shouting him, "You are not going to piss in this elevator."
Oh, someone should have given them his handbag or something.
But where do you put the handbag then?
You just have
there's
to
no
cop
escaping.
It. No, when there's 10 people,
he held
onto
it though.
Together.
My hero.
Can you imagine how good that wee would have felt?
Oh.
Ultimate wee. I mean, that is just glorious.
So, yeah, well, that's my recollection of the Arias.
If I ever meet another Australian artist who mentions being stuck in an elevator, I'll be like, was it you holding
you
your junk?
You the junk holder?
Because you needed to wee.
Yeah.
So the Arias are next week. Who are you up against this year?
We're in the public.
Yeah, but your fans are rabid. If it's voted.
Our fans are great.
They love themselves some Hilltop.
Because it's the publicly voted categories, all three just happen to be that we're in. It's like 10 different people that we're up against, like Flume and Illy. And,
oh, well, Flume's going to win it all.
I think so, yeah.
That's good. It means you get to just have fun and not have to worry about being, you know.
Hang out at an elevator for them.
Exactly. Just find an elevator, get some guy. Do you need to wait? Come with me.
I got you.
We're going to get your new single on the air now, Through the Dark. Stick around because I want to talk about it when we return.
Ash, London Live.
What an amazing thing that you're doing with this track, Through the Dark. I mean, you could have just, it was a big deal that you put it on the album in the first place.
It was. I didn't want to put it on. Suffer made me. I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
In hindsight. But it's one of those songs that's super personal and I didn't know whether it would connect with people or whether I'd gone too personal. There's a line you got to tread and I'm really proud of the song in the end, and it ended up resonating, connecting with a ton of people, and here we are launching a collaboration with Google, doing an interactive experience. I can't
Amazing.
Call it a film clip, it's an experience.
Oh, an experience.
And launching a charity with Canteen on the back of it called Side of Stage.
I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, for those who don't know the backstory, you had a sick kid.
Yep.
That kind of thing would, I imagine, turn your whole life upside down, and you have every right to just go, I'm done now, or I don't want to do this, I don't want to talk, this is my story. But to turn it into something, I hate to use the word positive, but to turn it into something that goes, okay, well, we're gonna grow from this, we're going to make something out of this. I think that is super brave.
Yeah, well, thanks. It's not something you really sort of goes through your thought process, whether it was one of those things that came out supernaturally, and then the collaboration with Canteen and Google was just, it came about very organically as well, which was cool.
Yeah.
We sat down and sort of storyboarded the thing out with them, got involved.
They
did the hard work.
Yeah, but you kind of said, you put the creative vision out there as the artiste behind the work.
But just going back to saying it was brave, I was pretty apprehensive, like I was saying, to put it out. And still am a bit, like, it's not one of those songs that everyone wants to listen to while driving to work in the morning. It's not going to get you fired to go out and party on a Saturday night either.
Yeah.
So but it's got its niche, and I was really pleasantly surprised with how many people sort of sent us their stories on the back of it and were like, it really connected with this song because I had this experience and that. And yeah, it was amazing.
So you've got this interactive experience. So how do people engage with it?
So it's sort of designed for a tablet or a smartphone, but you can view it on a desktop as well. It's essentially, it's an interactive 3D animated film clip.
Cool.
You turn the phone and it sort of pans through the 3D world as it goes through. The concept is it's a dream sequence of a light and a dark world, and you flip the phone and it goes in between two scenes that sort of coincide.
I love it.
With different things happening in them.
And so Canteen have come on board as well.
And we're launching with Canteen's help. They're facilitating it for us because obviously it's not something we'd be capable of doing without their help. Something called Side of Stage. One of the things that I really wanted to do was give a bit back to all the awesome charities that made my life and my son's life a little bit better when we were living in hospital for the sort of 6 months that we were there. The concept came sort of off the back of that. And what it is essentially is that we're getting a bunch of people in the music industry, bands, managers, publishers, labels, festival promoters, tour promoters, just to all basically put their hands up and give this experience to young people suffering, living with cancer, to be able to come to their favourite artist shows, essentially to go backstage with them, meet them, get a
amazing
photo, watch it Side of Stage, hence the name, and have an amazing day or night out that they wouldn't normally be able to experience through just buying a ticket or any other means. So that's the idea behind it.
I absolutely love it. There's nothing better than live music.
It's therapeutic for them.
Thank you so much for hanging out. It's always a pleasure
to
see you. Let's ditch the other guys more often.
Yeah.
Heart to heart.
Just me and you. Let's roll.
That's how I like it. Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.